This morning, President Trump signed a new temporary travel ban imposed on nationals from a number of Muslim-majority countries. The first version of that ban, back in January, prompted anti-Trump protests around the country, including here in the Bay Area. Well, on Saturday, there were protests here again, this time supporting Trump. One demonstration was in Berkeley, and KALW's Carrie Spivak was there.
It was business as usual Saturday morning at the Civic Center Farmers Market. Romanesco broccoli is in season. Troubadour Mark Ray played music for tips. Around 1 o'clock, a crowd gathered a few steps away.
USA! USA! USA!
Pro-Trump supporters and anti-Trump protesters. As the crowd grew to hundreds, screaming confrontations broke into one-on-one fistfights. Somebody launched blue smoke bombs.
Take a knee!
Everybody down!
Take a knee! We are nonviolent! We do not start conflict! Take a knee! Let the police do their job!
While march organizer Rich Black tried to calm his group, about 40 police officers wearing riot helmets and carrying batons watched from the sidelines. Stacy Kaplan from Novato wore a small canister of pepper spray on a strap around her wrist.
I will defend myself if I have to, but to me, I want to stand for my country. I want to stand for the president. I want to stand for religious liberty. I want to stand for all of these things, and that's why I'm here.
Before Saturday, Eva Peters from Danville had never been to a political protest, but she felt compelled.
There are so many people trying to destroy his presidency and trying to make sure he doesn't get his policies through, and we just want to show our support.
No plans for future marches have been announced, but Peters says this will probably be the first of many marches for Trump that she will attend.
I don't think it's ending anytime soon.
In Berkeley, I'm Carrie Spivak for KALW News.
The Berkeley police said they arrested 10 people at that demonstration.